Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Hi, Laura.
I'm good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and I'm looking over the notes too that Lulu left me. So you guys are new in business, right? You have about 3 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
Been going great.
That's good. And what do you guys currently do for marketing? How do you get new clients?
We currently do a lot of door knocking, and we go around neighborhoods and scope out the more expensive real estate, and we go
Okay.
there, and obviously the bigger homes, we can charge them more money.
Of
And
course.
we walk around and pass out business cards, just kind of let everyone know about us. That's kind of what we've been doing mainly. We do a little bit of stuff on Facebook and post some stuff on social media, but we've been trying to gain more of a online presence. So like being on top of Google page would help us a lot.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Having a Google presence is really important. I did do a quick search online for your business as well. Have you guys done a Google business profile yet?
I think I started setting one up. I'm not sure if
Okay.
I finished it.
Okay. Yeah, it's not popping up. But that's not a problem. That's something we can help you out with. And your website, by the way,
Right.
looks pretty good. You did a good job on that too.
Thank you.
Yes. And when it comes with our listings, they are exclusive as well. So what that means is as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that go directly to you. Now we do that
Yeah.
with first page placement on Google. You're going to get about 15 keywords. Those are going to be the services that you offer. Those are going to be the jobs that you want to be found for. So we turn those into
Okay.
keywords. So anytime, for example, if someone just looks up window cleaning or window cleaning company or anything along those lines, your business pops up first page right there where that map section is on Google. So we do that on Google and on Bing. And then those same people that were searching for those keywords online, when that person goes on Facebook, we retarget them by running Facebook ads for your business. So we target income levels, age groups, as well as the locations that you're looking to get work. Price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it's a month-to-month service, no contract. It's a flat rate of $249 per month with your one-time setup fee of $99. That's for all of your programming. So your initial investment is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month. Everything's included for that pricing.
Okay, so let's say that we include gutter cleaning, window cleaning, and pressure washing and soft washing of homes. So that means that, we can wash roofs because people don't like pressure washing,
The
if
roof.
they've got siding and stuff. Yeah, and the roof, obviously, it tears the granules, off. It damages the roof. So to be able to soft wash the roof, with the equipment that we've got, and we don't have to get on the roof either. I don't
Oh,
know.
that's
We
nice.
offer a lot of services, and it's basically just a one-stop shop with our company for exterior house cleaning. We
Okay.
also do inside of windows as well, but that's the only inside cleaning that we do.
Okay.
But yeah, we pressure wash homes where we actually are at a driveway pressure washing job right now. It's a few thousand square feet, and we're going to be here for a few hours.
Okay. So just to kind of explain to you a little bit about how it's going to work. So from when we sign you up, it's going to be about 1 to 3 days to have your onboarding call. So the onboarding call, they're the ones that go into detail in your area about what is searched the most based off of the services that you just told me. From there, we're going to start getting everything set up. Your ads are going to be up and live in those 7 to 14 days. Now, to get you verified and do the search engine optimization on all of those keywords to get you on that first page, that's going to be a max of 30 to 45 days. So that's about the timeline of what to expect things. Everything you told me is just perfect. It takes me about 10 minutes to process everything, set up your onboarding call, get payment, send everything to you through email and text. Is that something that you guys have time for right now?
Not right now. I definitely want to think about it.
Okay. Okay.
Because we're already working with another lead company right now, and I know that's not what you guys are doing necessarily, but you guys, it would definitely help us out a lot. You said, so there's a potential that we couldn't, that, you know, after we paid and everything and did the $349 or whatever it was up front, after we paid that, it could potentially be a month until we got a job.
Well, that's the thing. So your ads are live. Those are 7 to 14 days. Now, for you to be on that first page for all of those keywords, it's 30 to 45 days max of how long it takes. And typically when we give that timeline, it's because we like to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, this is industry standard. If you go through another company that, let's just say they're not partnered with Google, you're looking at about 3 to 6 months. So it is a little bit to wait to start to get going on our end, but I mean, we work as quickly as we can to get everything going for you. That's why it's really important. The sooner that you can start, the better. And then also it reserves your spot with Google because we are looking to fill that spot. And Google guidelines, they don't let us work with more than one company in the same area that does the same type of services. So that's pretty much where it is.
Is there a specific reason why you're calling us? I mean, is it because our website looked the best, or, you know, what's that?
Well, it goes right back to what I was kind of mentioning earlier about how we're looking to fill the spot. So we have a spot that's open. So what we have you down under is for window cleaning, and we're looking to fill that spot. So the way that it works is when we have a spot that opens, we have an inventory department. They research the areas to find what companies we can possibly work with based off of, you know, what their presence is online. And your company, you don't really have a presence online other than a couple places, and that's basically why we're reaching out, is so we can get you more people to come through, at least on Google side, because, I mean, everybody uses Google. Everybody.
Okay, so pretty much you guys are probably hitting up, like, you know, other companies at the same time as us, correct?
Lulu is going to be calling out on the area after I if I get off the phone and we don't fill the spot, Lulu still does call out on the area. Yes.
Okay. So were we the first option or the second option? Can I ask that?
She typically handles that, okay. And she'll let me know. But I'll tell you, because me and Lulu, we work really closely. You're the first window cleaner that I've gotten, so I know that we just started going into your area.
Okay. Well, do you know about how many requests you guys are getting, or, you know, about roughly how much business this will bring me?
So in your area, I did look up, since we're partnered with Google, we get the Google Analytics, so we know kind of, you know, the demand. In your area, in the past 30 days, there was 1,213 searches for just the keyword window cleaning company.
And so in Norman, you say, like, how big of a radius is that?
This is a 50-mile radius.
Damn, okay. Well, that's sounding good to me. I mean,
absolutely. I mean, it's good time.
So pretty much what you're telling me here is if we sign up today, then, you know, you guys will get our stuff and our ads sent out, and you'll get us, pretty much we'll be number one on Google in the area when they look up, you know, window cleaning company. It's going to be Spotless Spectrum number one right there.
So it's not number one because nobody can guarantee you what spot you're going to be in. It actually fluctuates because Google, the way it works, is like a robot. So it goes off of all of the information that's online. Spots fluctuate pretty frequently. What we are telling you that we're going to put you is on that first page. And then we're also going to help you by getting good reviews, which gets you higher and higher. The longer you stay with us, the better we can get you optimized. So it's really a side-by-side thing that we work with you to, you know, get you the best results as quickly as possible.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't want to lose my opportunity here, so I don't want to hang up the phone.
Go ahead.
What's that?
I can start. I can start getting your guys' information and making sure I have everything accurate, getting the services that you offer. And I'm going to put – both of you are going to be on the account, right, Zach and Gavin?
Yeah.
I mean, will there be, like, background checks and stuff that go through?
Nope. Okay. No background checks.
Okay.
The only thing
– awesome.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I've gotten pulled over. My record's not the best when I was in high school, so.
You're okay. That doesn't matter.
We ran into that in the past, so.
You're good.
Okay.
Google verifies you in different ways. It has nothing to do with a background, so you're okay.
Great.
So I'm going to put both of you on the account, but the main person on the account is going to be the person that's going to be on the card. Is that going to be Zach or Gavin?
Zach.
Zach, okay. And is Zach short for Zachary?
Zachary Marzullo.
Okay, and let me make sure I have spelling correct. Sorry, can I get the spelling of your first name first, please?
Yeah, Z-A-C-K-A-R-Y.
Perfect, thank you. And then last name?
M-A-R-Z-U-L-L-O.
Perfect. And then what email do you guys want to use? This is the email that we will communicate with you as well.
info@thoughtlessspectrum.com.
Okay, easy enough. And then this number that we're speaking on that ends in 0170, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Can we have two separate ones?
I can add. I'm going to be able to add both. Give me one second.
I have a Google Voice number. Would that work?
It works. Let me see. Hold on. I think I put something wrong. You said the email was info@spotlessspectrum.com.
Yep.
What did I do wrong here? It's pulling up wrong.
It's spotless, two S's, and then another S for spectrum. So there's like three S's in the middle.
Three S's, right? Yeah, that's what I have. I have three S's. info@spotlessspectrum.com. It might just be my system that's telling me it's wrong. We'll find out right now as I keep going. So it's up to you. Do you guys like your clients to call you on the Google Voice number? Because I can put that number down if you prefer.
Do you want them calling our personal?
I want my personal. So
you just want them?
Yeah.
So we can just have, can we have both of our personals on there?
Yes. What is the other number?
918-718-4189.
I'm going to repeat that. 918-718-4189?
Yep.
Okay. And is this Zach's or Gavin's? Gavin. Okay.
Yeah. Gavin.
Okay.
And preferably... Yeah. That's the first number to have on there. Like,
okay.
That's the first number we want them to call.
Okay. That's the first one. Okay. And Zach, you will be the secondary.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now for company name, I have Spotless Spectrum. Two words, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now, for the address, I have the 1310 Commerce Drive in Norman, Oklahoma, 73071.
Yep.
Okay. Now, is this a home address?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Google does recommend that you hide your address. Are you okay with it being hidden?
Yeah, it's like a little rent house that we're just staying in for like temporarily, so it's not a big deal.
Okay, that works just fine. All right, I'm going to put this one down. Now, for people authorized on the account, I'm going to put both of you. Is there anybody else that you would like to add?
No.
Okay. And then, Gavin, what is your last name?
Riles. R-Y-A-L-S.
Perfect. And then for the services that you offer, I already have down gutter cleaning, power washing and power washing of homes, soft washing of roofs, window cleaning. You also clean inside of windows, and you do exterior cleaning of the homes. Is there anything else I should add?
No, that sounds good to me.
Okay.
Covered it.
Perfect. Now, for your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like on Monday, Tuesday, or even Wednesday if need be?
Probably do it Wednesday, and it'll probably be Zach having to take the call. Do both of us have to be there?
Nope, you don't.
Okay.
Just one of you is fine.
Well, it'll probably be Wednesday then. Whatever time
you can do.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do morning, afternoon?
Afternoon.
Okay. Let me take a look here. I have between 2 to 3 your time. Actually, no. That one's full. I have between 4 and 3 your time. Or is that too late?
4 will work.
Okay. Or, sorry, I don't know why I said 4 to 3. That doesn't make sense. Between 4 to 5. Okay, between 4 to 5 is okay then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me take a look here. We're doing the Google Business Profile. Now, I know for your industry it's probably not needed, but I still ask, is the business licensed and insured?
Not at the moment, but we're in the process. We've got insurance quotes, and we're basically have just been waiting on a big enough job that has required insurance. And then we were just going to go ahead and get it right in there.
Okay.
So if we need, you know, insurance to qualify for this, then we'll go ahead and get it like today. So.
Yeah. I don't see, to be completely straight with you, I don't see that being a necessity in your industry. Typically where I see that being a requirement is general contractors, electricians, plumbers, you know, HVAC,
yeah.
The ones that you actually need licenses for. But I still always ask to put it down in the notes. So I don't think you guys are going to have any issues at all. Now, you did say you had a Facebook page, right?
Yeah,
we got a Facebook and an Instagram, and we don't have a TikTok yet, but getting there.
And that's if it doesn't get banned, supposedly, here.
Yeah.
Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What areas do you want to target for work? And if it's broad, like big areas, we should probably do counties.
I know Cleveland County and Cherokee County.
Yeah, Cleveland County and Cherokee County. Other than that, we don't know any of the other counties. But
okay.
All those around.
Cleveland is in Norman, but just all of Norman and Edmond, Oklahoma, Moore. I don't know what counties those are, but include those.
All right.
I mean,
I'm about to find it for you. You said the city was Eggleman County?
Edmond.
Edmond County. Edmond City.
Yeah.
Let me find out what county it's in. So it is in Oklahoma County.
Okay.
So
that one and then Cleveland County.
I got that one. Cleveland County. I have Cherokee County. I have Oklahoma County. And if you have any other cities, I can look them up and see what counties they're in.
Moore Oklahoma.
Okay. Moore is in Cleveland County.
Okay, cool.
Those work for you?
I mean, yeah.
If you can just, like, check out around all of Oklahoma City, like, all those cities.
I mean, you can mark them all. If that's fine with us. We'll go, I mean, whatever will get us more business. If it doesn't really matter, you know, if we just put two counties on there, if we're still going to get jobs from other counties too, and it doesn't really matter, then oh well. But if we only pick three counties and we don't get, you know, the jobs from the other ones, then I want to pick all the counties.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that end. Okay. Let me see. So there's, give me that whole thing. Okay, so where are you? Sorry, I'm pulling up your guys' map. So, where are you? Where were we? Okay, so I see Cleveland County. I see Oklahoma County. We have Canadian County, Grady County, Garvin County. Do any of those counties sound good? Lincoln County, Payne County?
As long as they're all, you know, within an hour drive of Norman, you know, 50, 60 miles, sure. Sounds great.
So what I can do is just put, I'll put down the counties that we went over, and then I'll also put down a 50-mile radius from your area. So if there's anything missing, they can find that for you. How does that sound?
Yeah,
sounds perfect.
Okay, I'll do that. And then for the hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show you're open for?
24/7. I mean,
okay.
We'll come out there and do it at 2 in the morning if they want us to.
All right, not a problem. So got that one down. And then the card that you're going to use for payment, it's under Zach's name. Is it also under the 1310 Commerce Drive address?
Yes.
Okay. And then on the card, does it show just Zachary Marzullo? Sorry if I said that wrong. Or is there a middle initial?
It just has Zach Marzullo on it.
Okay. Perfect. And then Z-A-C-K-A-R-Y, right? Just to verify.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Discover card.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
It is. You're really good at your job, by the way.
I appreciate that. That's really nice of you to say.
She's not asking. She says,
"Are we good ones?"
She's not asking. She said, "I'm ready for that card."
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you guys know the process as well, right? I mean,
yeah.
You guys, it sounds like you guys
you
really know what
this.
You're doing, too.
You close this. I'm done.
You guys are going to love this program. You really are. I mean, it's Google. You don't get any better than Google. I'm sure you guys know that because you use Google all the time. I know I do.
Yes.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
I am ready.
6011-0104-5253-2107.
Okay, and when does it expire?
0229.
And the security code?
156.
Okay. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, and we're going to ask you that security question so you know it's us calling, not some random company trying to scam you. And you guys can pick whatever question you want, just as long as you guys remember the answer, and I would say both of you. So you can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Roxy.
Yeah, first pet's name.
Did I hear Roxy?
Yeah, Roxy.
Oh. Nice. Okay.
R-O-X-Y.
There we go. All right. Perfect. Oh, no. What did I do there? Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to send you over a text message, and that's going to have our office line, and it also has my direct extension. So I'll still be point of contact. If you have any questions, you can still reach me there directly. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification, and Zachary, this is going to be for you since you're the one that's on the card. And the voice verification outlines the service agreement. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to stop me, and I can answer them for you. But first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Spotless Spectrum.
And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Zachary Marzullo, and I'm the owner.
Perfect. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question so you know it's us. We're also going to be calling you from the 877 number. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? I'm going to reword that because it's wordy. Basically, what it means is you can't have two search engine optimization companies doing the same thing. It messes up your listing. So if you work with another company that does search engine optimization, we're basically asked that you just let us know. That's pretty much it. Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged to the bank. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement automatically renews each month. It's going to be on the 26th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time. The only thing that you need to do is contact client support, and we ask that you contact us 3 days before your next billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you're going to be receiving a bunch of automated text messages, and I believe they're going to go to your number, Gavin, because I put you down as primary on the cell phone. Now, the text messages are going to be automatic. You're going to get right away access to your dashboard, and then it's going to have your username and password there. The other thing I'm going to do is send you a text message. It's going to be a YouTube video, and it's going to show you how to use your dashboard as well. So let me send that to you now.
And just to make sure, you got the name on my card as it's just Zach, right?
I put Zachary, but it went through. Do you have it as Zach?
Yeah, it's just Zach on my card.
It went through, so it should be fine. Now, the other thing, so with all these automated messages, you're going to be able to upload already pictures of the work that you do into your dashboard. We'll go into your dashboard right before we get off the phone. We're almost done. I just want to make sure you get the terms and conditions so we can start everything for you already. Now, the verification process, you're going to get an email, and it's going to tell you how to do the verification process. If it is confusing, don't worry about it until Wednesday. I know it can be a little bit it's not the easiest thing to figure out, so we can help you on Wednesday. But I just sent you over a link to Gavin's phone, if he can please open it. It's the terms of experience, the terms and conditions. Perfect. Just to go over what it is, it's going to be what we're going to do, that Google Business Profile. We're going to optimize it. Directory submissions, we'll go over that with you on Wednesday if there's any that you'd like to be on. Writing Facebook ads, what we charge you, what you will be charged. Also, you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is click on those two boxes, and then, Zachary, if you can type in your name the way that it looks with the capital Z and M, and then click confirm, it'll take you into what's going to be your dashboard.
So wait, do you guys charge extra for Facebook marketing?
No, it's included. It's included.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's included in your pricing. There's a lot of stuff on there that does not apply necessarily to you. Facebook ads, it's included
okay.
in your pricing. It's not anything extra. It's just in the pricing
yeah.
there, you'll see it. Go ahead.
I'm just seeing, like, little fees and stuff. That's all I was asking about. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
There's
included in the
none of those. Correct. None of those apply to you in any type of way. If you go where the payments is, the boxes, where it says monthly thereafter, it shows Facebook ads is 100, your local bundles 149, so the total's 249, and that's it. There's no other little fees you're going to get. There's no other charges, none of that. It doesn't apply to you.
All right. Here, type your name in right here, Zach. That's your signature thing. So how easy is it to, like, cancel it, you know, 2 months in, we don't like it anymore or whatever, we didn't get anything from it, whatever the case.
Mm-hmm.
Can I call this number and then just say,
yeah.
hey, like,
so the way you would,
like,
no, the way you do it, so you can call this, actually, I wouldn't even recommend calling this number back because you're going to want to go into you want to go with an account manager. You would call the 877 number, and you can either type in my extension and you can let me know that you want to cancel, or you can let an account manager know that you want to cancel, and then they cancel it for you. The only thing is, you know, let us know 3 days before your billing, so we have time to stop the billing that will happen on your account. Other than that, it's really easy, not an issue.
Okay, cool.
Now,
well,
we're pretty much already done. Whenever you guys have a chance, you know, your username and password is already one of the text messages, so you can log into your dashboard. But I have you down for Wednesday, and your call is going to be between 4 to 5. And if anything comes up before that, please feel free to reach out to me directly.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk soon, okay?
All right. Well, we're talking Wednesday, right?
Of course. Okay, I'm going to send you that Google. I'm going to be the one that calls, as long as I'm available, of course. I'm going to be the one that calls you to introduce you to the account manager. If I'm not available, they're going to call you regardless. But I'm about to send you that Google invite as well. So you'll see it on your calendar, the invitation. If you need to reschedule, you can call me or you can email me back or you can text me back. I'm still going to be point of contact on your account.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Sounds good. Zach? No, I mean, pretty much covered everything.
And if anything else... If anything else does come up, though, please feel free to call me. I'll be here for about another hour and a half, and then I come in your guys' time at 9 a.m. on Monday.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Sounds perfect. We'll talk
then.
You guys have a good rest of your day.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye.